Testimony is powerful, isn't it? Hearing people's stories, they don't have to be kind of dramatic stories, but those possibilities that open up in all of our lives when we trust in God, when we turn to God, when we say, "Your will, not mine." We sing, "Faithful One, my hope is in you alone." We read about God being one, one hope, one Lord, one God. But maybe sometimes we rely on other things. We get a little bit distracted. "Who do you serve?" we were asked. Who do we serve? Who do you serve? See, the thing is, it's very easy to get a little bit carried away with other stuff. I don't know about you, but, I support Man United. I know. And I don't like what the manager's been saying recently. Not the manager, the owner. But I do. But can I really trust in Man United to be top of the Premiership? No. Really, really not. Sat-nav. Anyone got sat-nav? Can you really trust your sat-nav to find the best route? The other day, we went a different way towards the QE hospital, which the sat-nav, Google, was sending us a different way, and I'm convinced it was much, much slower, because I think it was sending everybody that way. It's all right if you're the first, but if you're the, 100th, it doesn't work anymore. What do we trust? Do you trust your own judgments? Have you ever made a mistake? No? Fantastic. So that's wonderful. I do. I make lots of mistakes. I get names wrong. I do. I know that's Mike. And I know that's Jeremy, but I'm called him Trevor today. What is the matter with me? I don't know. Do we trust ChatGPT? Artificial intelligence. Do you trust it to tell you the truth? Will it lead you into the ways of righteousness? No. Do you trust your property? I mean, five ways. Property, the building. There's a big beam that's kind of shifted and water comes in. This property looks pretty good at the moment. But if you leave it long enough, it'll decay. Do you trust in your property? Maybe you have a car or you have a home, a house. Do you trust money? Lots of people talk a lot about money and how important it is. When you listen to people telling you on the news about how the world is doing, they don't say, "Everyone's feeling really great today." They say, "The government has spent this much on this and this much on that and this much on the other and £4 billion on this and, oh, we're all right then." But we're not necessarily all right, because it's not about how many billions or millions or hundreds of pounds we spend, even though you can get a nice outfit for a fiver. It's not. What do we really trust in? One faith, one God, one Lord. What do we really trust? What would you trust your lives to? We heard the story, we mentioned the story, it was mentioned about the woman who had the issue of blood, and that's a really interesting story in Luke's gospel. It's worth reading when you go home. There's two stories, they're kind of wrapped around each other, and they're both about faith, and they talk about faith. And the faith isn't to get better, that's not the faith. The faith is in Jesus. What strikes me is the woman who reaches to Jesus because she's been ill for many years is that she doesn't say anything. She just says to herself, if I touch him, I will be healed. And she touches him, and she's healed. But she doesn't say, I'll do something in order to be healed. She says, I'll do something which involves Jesus. I will trust in him. I will have faith in Jesus. If only I touch him. The faith is there already. She may not have said anything, but it's there. She reaches out, she touches him, and she is healed. It's him. It's Jesus. It's not really the woman. It's Jesus. And we sometimes talk about faith as if it's our faith, yeah? But it's not really that. I mean, it is, but it isn't. It's really about God. It's about Jesus. It's about the Holy Spirit. It's about our Heavenly Father. That's where we need to look and trust and have faith. When we have our affirmation of faith, when we say words about what we believe, it's not, I believe in me or I believe in my faith. Oh, I'm all right because I believe in my faith. That's not what it is. It's about a belief in God. And it can be very, very fragile. Anybody ever feel fragile or like their faith is fragile here? Maybe you're much stronger in faith than I am, but sometimes it, although some of the testimony, I think, helped me to see that there are others in this congregation who have fragility in their lives. They sometimes feel quite weak. It's not about that strength of faith. Look at me. I'm full of faith. I'm a wonderful, faithful Christian. No, it's not really. Remember the story about the person who comes to Jesus and says, I believe, but help my lack of faith. But I do believe, but it's not really very much, Jesus. And Jesus says, look at a mustard seed, the smallest of seeds. All you need. Don't look at your faith. Look at Christ. Don't look at your faith. Look at God. Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted by the sat-nav or money or property or how much people want to be your friend or not or how shy you are. Don't get distracted. Cry out if you need to God, to Christ. Cry out and keep your eyes on him. Keep your eyes on God. Open your heart to the Holy Spirit, to that fire that comes from God. Ask God again to kindle a flame of sacred love in your heart so that all your acts of faith, all your work, all your life speaks of God's great glory and love. Faith, we may not have much, but we have a God who loves us, and we can look in that direction and trust even a little bit. And look what a difference it makes. Maybe when we're young, we give our hearts to Christ. Maybe when we're older, maybe gradually we discover that we've given our hearts to Christ. Whoa, how did that happen? And now I live a life where my eyes are fixed on Christ, where my heart is open to the Holy Spirit, where I look to my Heavenly Father and know I'm part of God's family, a child of the living God. Look not to other things or even other people. In the end, look to Christ. It's not that other people can't show us. Of course they can. Three people this morning, four people, five, six, seven people. Lots of people this morning taking part in the worship, helping us to look in that direction. But in the end, after the service today, look to God. You can if you want to talk about the preacher or the people who were doing the testimonies and try and be kind, please. But it's not really the point. It's really not the point. Faith and affirming our faith, as we're going to do, is not faith in me or how good I am or what I look like in the mirror. It's not faith in that stuff. It's not faith in money. It's not faith in a fast car. It's not faith in a property. It's not faith in looking good among your friends or among your colleagues. It's not faith in me. It's faith in Christ our Savior. When we affirm our faith, we're not going to look at each other, okay? Unless Mike tells us we should. We're not going to look at each other. We're going to be among one another as children of God. And that helps, doesn't it? Sometimes we need to know other people are standing with us. It just gives us a bit of courage. But when we stand and affirm our faith, we are affirming our faith in Christ our Savior, in God our Father, in the Holy Spirit's breath of life. That's our faith. It's a wonderful thing. It sets us free. Your faith in Christ will set you free. Thanks be to God. Amen.